I'm FK.
And I'm Jules.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to the Agony Aunt section of I Said What I Said, where we give you, you know, good and proper life advice for you to follow. You know, we fix your situations, we clear your skin, your debts, and we increase your account balance. We're going to be answering a few people's questions today. Continue to send us your question at your own risk. Yeah, that's it really. Guess what? We've got guests today.
Woo!
Yeah, we've got two lovely young men. Fortunately, they're not eligible anymore. Or to get one.
Wow.
Fully.
They've been taken.
Fully gotten.
Wow. So you guys can introduce yourselves. We don't need to do all that.
Should I go first?
Please do.
Can I go by the name of K10?
Hello.
Is that your government name?
No, I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
My own is like, your Game of Thrones is like,
okay.
Okay. Like the full, okay, go for it.
Yes, I go by the name of K10 anyway. AKA Inspector K.
Okay.
Government name Koye. Or part of the government name.
Okay.
And I'm just here to spread goodwill and good tidings into your lives.
I so much love it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Please hand it over when you are you finished?
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh. My name is Afam. Or, do I speak it in Igbo or in English? Or?
Anyone you like.
Anything you
anyone
like.
That is comfortable for
yes.
me.
Yeah.
All right. My name is Obina Odora. By the way, guys, I'm speaking into a musical microphone. So in case my voice changes.
What?
My name is Obina Odora, aka Dutch. That's what my friends call me.
Why do people call you Dutch?
It's back in Netherlands.
What?
Born in Netherlands.
Okay.
Never mind. I don't know why I really asked. Because at the end of the day, never mind.
All right. Well, yeah, Obina here.
It's pop. All right. Oh, you guys are so nice and polite. Jola, I don't really have this kind of. What is this? Comadre. Hello.
what do you call that word?
Comradery. Okay, girl.
Comradery.
But the reason we don't have it is because FK is a fraud and she's into wickedness. So FK makes plans, she'll travel, she'll leave me in Lagos.
Do you know that today, see, I bought Cinnabons. Somebody gifted me Cinnabons because I'm a good friend and a good support system. I brought it for Jola. Look at. Then you'd be saying someone is into it. What have you ever given me?
I don't understand. My presence is a gift.
Okay.
My presence is a gift.
So
I've told you
this
several times.
I have to deal with anyway. So whatever, it's fine. You find who will campaign for you and they jail you.
Wow.
Let's go.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about consent and toxic masculinity today. And FK and I are going to try really hard not to commanded the whole conversation.
We're not, you at know, all. We're gonna try and let other perspectives, because I mean, I feel like women have not beaten this conversation to death, but the conversation is always steered by women, and we talk a lot about consent, whereas the recipients of what we're saying about consent and toxic masculinity, the guys, well, I don't know. I always assume that they're not talking about this and they're not listening, but it's good to engage them also in conversation so that we can all know what everybody has to say. So we're going to talk about that content and toxic masculinity. But before we get there, guys, you people have started sending us emails to help your life.
Not even emails, with DMs. And I prefer this one. Let me not lie. Send DMs to I Said What I Said.
Abby,
because those emails,
you.
I don't know whether our producer one day is swallowing the email.
I think he is. Anyway, our producer recently became a big boy. So at the end of the day, maybe he's even deleting the emails.
We don't even know.
We don't really know what
one day is under fire.
We have a few DMs. So I'm going to try and answer all of them, but there are three. So I'm going to start with the first one.
Read them out. We're going to give you words of wisdom. And I just want you guys to know that, honestly, it's actually not easy to just be a fount of wisdom and guidance. So I just, you know, we do these things for free, right? And it's a personal cost and sacrifice.
Emotional labor.
It actually is a lot of strength that we're actually releasing here. But people don't see that. So you guys just come. You just think it's all joke, all laughter. And it's a real, you know, I have to take these stories back. You know, it's just, I mean.
It's not easy. Anyway, but anyway, whatever. we'll start with the first one. This is from someone. And here's what she says. Hey, guys, first of all, I love your podcast. You guys should keep it up.
Duh.
Created this account just to send in this question/dilemma. I made a friend a few months ago and we really hit it off. We have the same interests and it was really nice because I had just moved to the area and knew no one. Mm-hmm. But I started noticing some worrisome things. She always wanted to be right, and if we were arguing about something, she would never let it go. You know those people that would Google anything just to try and prove you are wrong? Yeah, that's the kind of person she is. Now, I don't like confrontation, so I used to drop things so it would turn into a fight, so it wouldn't turn into a fight. But at the height of it all was when we had an argument. I was right, and she got all aggressive and was shouting at me on top small difference of opinion. I refused to back down this time, and she walked out on me while I was talking. I was really mad, but I let it go eventually. I probably should have mentioned that I only moved to that area for 6 months. So when I was moving away again, she wouldn't even get up to say goodbye. Just mumbled a yeah, bye. A part of me feels like I should cut her off because her attitude is so toxic at times. But I feel guilty because everyone has their flaws, you know, myself included. Also, these toxic moments were like 10%, while the remaining 90% was really good and funny. So what do you guys think? Am I being too sensitive, or should she be cut off? Sorry, this is super long. Oh, one more thing that made me start feeling some type of way. She once got mad at me for wearing my knee-high boots when we were going out, saying that I looked nicer than her and she couldn't have that. Wow. This has happened twice. The first time I relented and wore my sneakers, bish, wah. Girl, but the second time I insisted on wearing my boots and she got visibly irritated. Thanks, guys, and I look forward to listening to your advice. Girl, first of all, okay? This is what my mommy calls in. No, not my mom. You know Rita from Coco Master.
Yeah.
Some people do demons. Some people do demons.
Some people do demons. Girl, let me tell you the first piece of advice I want to give you. Those knee-high boots, I want you to wear it. Take a picture, tag her in it. All over the shoe. Tag her from the knee to the sole of the boot. Because she must be very stupid. You changed. I want to put it to you. Like, you could also have been very stupid in that moment. But I forgive you because it's like now you're having sense. Listen, snip her. In fact, if you've not cut her off, you need to cut it into pieces. She must be very crazy.
I don't think you should cut her off. I think you should stop running away from confrontation.
I think you should cut her. Let me tell you why. Okay. It sounds like you guys are married. Listen, you're not. Okay. She, like, is not that deep. First of all, anybody that is giving you this much strength, based on you've known her for 6 months, it's not even somebody that you were braiding each other's hair in primary school. My dear, face your other friends. You've even moved out of that. Maybe that. You don't. I'm sorry. I used to love confrontation. You couldn't say anything to me. Now, I really think that drama is an unnecessary thing in life. I hate it so much. And I just think if someone can't behave themselves, and you're not that. So if it's not a relationship that is that deep for you that you want to fix and cherish, what's the need for them going to have all these conversations about
I think she should have a conversation with her about her behavior. Keep in mind, she hasn't actually said that this is what you are doing.
Fair.
That is not okay.
So
don't just, if you decide to do what FK is saying and cut her off, there's actually nothing wrong with that. It's actually not that big a deal to decide that you and someone shouldn't be friends anymore. People make it out to be like it's the end of the world, but it's really not. But you should have a conversation based, because you know this is a boundary for you and you've shifted it a few times. So someone making you feel a certain type of way, you don't like it. It's not like you don't mind it. You don't like it and it's a problem for you. You should have the conversation that, look, I understand that you feel strongly about some things, but it's not okay for you to A, talk to me like this or make demands on the type of way I should look based on how you feel. Now, if she's someone that, if she still gets like really upset or irritated about that kind of thing, then you leave her to it.
Certainly,
you don't have to cut her. And also,
maybe I'm finer than you. What's the big deal?
Yes. another valid point.
Yeah, like maybe you're actually finer than her. Maybe
it's possible.
And it's something you just have to like keep it moving. I can't even.
I have a friend that has something to say to you. In the words of the great Tejiri, get on my level, ho.
You get.
Get like, on my level,
look,
ho.
I even think that for me, the kind of times that I take it upon myself to have these kind of conversations are for relationships I really care about. Let me not say cut off. Let me not be too quick. Maybe have a conversation with her. But listen, sis, it doesn't sound like it's that deep for her either. Or if somebody is so petty that you're even leaving, they can't come and say bye to you. If you talk to her once and she's not responsive, listen, just keep it moving. No need to be any kind of uncivil, but just...
Yeah, keep it moving.
If she seems like someone you care about for you to have created an account to message, so maybe sit down and have a conversation with her. But honestly, if on small things people are not really willing to relent and you've told them that this is how it is and this is how they make you feel, if she invalidates that or tries to make it seem like it's not that deep, listen, just keep on walking in your boots.
Bad energy, stay far away.
That's it.
Make it stay far away. Yeah. That's my contribution. Bad energy, stay far away.
I mean,
I agree with you, Koye. I think that.
Why not me and Jola? We said so many things. I agree with Koye.
Bad energy. So I agree with everybody. Everyone. Love what you've said is true. I think. For friendships, right? Sometimes it's not just about how you feel and how the person makes you feel. It's about perhaps a responsibility that you have to that person to help the person be better, right? So giving that person the opportunity to improve, giving that person the opportunity to learn about, you know, how they're making you feel and how what they are doing may not be, you know, they may not know, they may not realize, right? There may be a reason why this girl really wants to look better than you every time you go out, right?
Help. It sounds like a deep rooted insecurity.
That's what I'm saying.
It actually sounds like a deep rooted insecurity.
Maybe God sent you to her to, you know, kind of help her to change her ways. I don't know. It's really weird.
The way she's going to change is by you wearing those boots.
I'm telling you, you have to. And it seems funny, but you absolutely look. I think you should talk to her, but. I know I'm happy on boots. You absolutely have to keep wearing them.
No, you wear the boots, and but boots, maybe you wear
thigh
ankle,
high boots.
You wear
wearing.
Ankle boots.
They're very hard to pull off.
Small by small now.
You wear ankle boots, then you wear girl calf length boots.
Calf length, then and make it cloth, and then you now wear leather calf length. Just small, small. After a while, she won't even realize. Then you have solved everything.
Oh, no, listen. I mean, my thing is, if it's a real friendship, like if it's not like a situational friendship because you moved, then invest in it and have the conversation. But don't let it be something that is on your head if she doesn't seem to be wanting to be relenting. And let me tell you something. Don't ever make... Thigh-high boots are very hard to pull off. I can't even buy them because they can't even fit my thighs anyway. So, honestly, for me, if you can move to it, I really think that...
Don't let anybody stand in your way.
In fact, buy another one.
Very important.
Very key. So, you know, be blessed.
Next person. First of all, she gave us a long code name. 832... Girl,
I'm calling you Ada. What do you mean?
Girl, bar. So, number 8.
I'm calling you Felicia because of that number.
I need your advice. Let's just keep this anonymous, shall we? You don't say. So, I tend to have a crush every 2 to 3 years. My heart cannot take Nigerian men, so it's softly, softly. You know, like when you fry plantain and the hot oil splashes against your skin.
Wow.
Painful but sweet. My relationship with Nigerian men.
I can't lie, that was actually so accurate.
No, I didn't know what's killing me. I can't even put that listening to our podcast. So as of late, there hasn't been anyone in my life, but I have a friend. Every time I mention, Tunde is fine, Benga is a snack. Since we're going to get to this, because I can see the root of your problem. Actually,
I can already see it.
But let's continue. She will every time I mention, Tunde is fine, Benga is a snack, she will sleep with them.
Girl, do you know, I didn't even think this way you were going. I thought you were going to say that there's one friend that's always getting jealous and maybe people are in love.
At first, I thought it was a coincidence, but the number is reaching astronomical levels. Now that it's 2018, I'm due to like someone again in another 12 to 18 months. So, what do I do? Do I cancel this friend? Do I just not tell her? Oh, did I mention she's my cousin? Help me, Jaws and FK.
Okay, I have to say, honestly, Jola, we have to start praying about the people listening to us because situation, you are very critical.
This is
Houston, we have a serious problem.
A serious problem.
This is a critical situation. Honestly, in the life of me, this story, I didn't think it was going here. I honestly thought she was going to say, she has like a best friend as a guy, and like he gets jealous, and I'm going to say, you're in love. Your cousin!
Your cousin is sleeping with men you like. You can't marry. She will have his baby. That's just the fact.
So this kind of person that goes to follow you on your honeymoon, I'm telling you.
What? So wow. Her question is what she.
I mean, what should she do? Wasn't even there to really address.
That's the thing. Like, imagine just saying, that guy is fine.
People I like.
Yeah. How do you have that conversation?
I mean, is that
do you go
you
out
say?
For drinks? Do you know what I think you should do?
Stop sleeping.
I think
with people I like.
I think you should take her out for drinks, right? Keep it non-alcoholic. In case fish starts flying.
Baby, no tea is even hot.
And the only way to have these conversations, I've noticed, is you have to lie on God.
and say that you want to talk to her about something that you've been praying about. That's the only way to. I'm not joking, because if you don't do it like that, the next thing that will enter is slut shaming.
That's it.
So you have to lie first. You have to start from the back. So what you say? So what you say is that you've been thinking and praying about something. Okay, don't use pray. Say meditating.
Yeah,
be meditating on something. So people will go out for drinks. So what you now say is that you realize that recently. I don't know where this is going, actually.
Like, me neither. I don't know. You know, I'm with like, you I'm so far.
I'm struggling.
I'm about to turn left.
I'm trying.
To be honest, it's like you're going in the. I don't know where.
I think it's the problem of information.
Yeah. Okay.
You are feeding your cousin information. See, your cousin is using you like an app. Okay. You give her information.
Tinder light.
So you need to disable the app.
That's it.
Cut off the information. So don't tell her. If Tunde is fine, that's your business. Don't tell her.
It's true.
Stop giving
no, but we really have to address this. This is a major. Can she go?
This is normal behavior.
Also, these men that you like, are they?
No, animals? No, but you don't know that she hasn't told. They're not. She just says Tunde. She just says she that guy's attractive. Actually, this is not that weird, because in primary school you can have friends that once you like somebody,
they're gonna start all of a sudden them.
They just start finding
best friends.
Girl, first of all, it seems like she's one of you're probably one of those people in her life that she wants to do whatever you're doing, she wants to do. So first of all, I think you need to stop telling her. But I also think if she's your cousin and you need to address it too, because what's all this. Also, why should anybody be making you move to go and just be sleeping with all sorts of people? Secondly, I think we need to address the fact that if you're liking only Yoruba men, it's a secondary problem that you have to look within. I'm into Yoruba and I have the same issue, so we all have to look within.
Is it something FK and I have discussed at length?
At length, because you do it to yourself.
Let's also ask the question. You also have to figure out the because let me tell you, Yoruba boys have levels.
Yes,
I can tell you from personal experience, and I'm not lying. If you hear Lagos, Ikorodu, Ogba, Ilesha, those type of areas, you're in trouble.
I put
my
it
dear.
To you that you're finished. But honestly, I think, first of all, you need to just stop telling her things.
Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. You're not somebody that can be trusted at all.
Yeah, with information.
Secondly, you need to, like, question what it is that is making her, because you think somebody's interesting, that's the person that they move to. Thirdly, if both of these things don't work, if you hit Femi, just tell her that, oh, Femi, my love. Let's not go and sleep with him. Let's see how it works out. Maybe then she'll start thinking that you don't have good taste in men.
Yeah.
And she'll stop. But I would say stop telling her things and then address it that, yo, why are you doing this? Maybe something she doesn't even realize she's consciously doing. Yeah. Or as maybe it could be a demon.
She's doing demons. Because demons. I don't know what kind of family you are from. This is why I will be laughing at our moms. Don't tell anybody anything.
Laughing,
now
but
you see.
Honestly, this is why mommy. If I'm traveling like this, mommy will tell me, don't stop telling people. Mommy commented on one of my Instagram posts. Why did I put the location? Now everybody knows that this is where you are. I thought, hey, yeah. But honestly, maybe you need to stop telling her things.
Yeah.
And it sounds like something that is not really at the surface. It sounds like a deeper issue. If it's a cousin that you actually care about, you need to tell her that, yo, this is what I've noticed, and gauge her reaction. If it's something that is malicious or whatever, then cut it off.
Family members are a bit dicey.
They're a
game of chance. You don't choose your family. So don't feel like because she's your cousin, you're obligated to. Yeah. No. Like, just if you have the discussion. And also, girl, stop. What do you mean you're due to like somebody in 12 to 18 months?
18 months.
Time is going. Have a blast. Yeah. Enjoy your life.
Don't wait.
7 billion people in the world, about 3 billion are men.
And Menga, they didn't wait for you. So honestly, I would suggest next week.
7 billion people in the world, almost 3 billion are men. Since you got to put them on rotation. You have to put them on rotation.
Enjoy your life. Speak to your cousin. Stop telling her
things.
And when you speak to her, you yourself, you are going to gauge the kind of person she is. If that's the case, you might have to start, you know, making some clear boundaries, because I put it to you that if you now go and mistake find someone that you actually want to be with, maybe you want to marry them, that girl is going to try and wear the same trouser with the two of you. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's a sustainable situation, but talk to your cousin. And I mean, if not, if it's a real family thing that you can't get rid of, I ask her the whole thing, or you have to make the family matter. Group chat straight, scatter it.
Do you know what you should do? Tell your most religious auntie.
Yes.
tell your
hopefully
auntie,
it's not her mom, but tell the, you know that auntie that turns everything to a spiritual matter. That's the one.
That's the one.
The one that travels with anointing oil in her bag. I'm not joking. No. Or the one that always has like.
Tell her, because this is actually a prayer mat folded in the car. And she carries it everywhere. Generally, do demons. So you just have to look at it carefully. It's a dangerous. That's what you call a monitoring spirit.
Yep. Literally.
As it. So girl, as the advice.
Let us know how it goes. And then the final one. Hey ladies, I absolutely adore your podcast. So glad I found it because you two are bloody hilarious.
I mean, that's clear, but
thanks, you know, girl. All right. I thought I'd ask a question, seeing as in your last episode you asked for some. Okay, so here's my question. I have a very small circle, small yet close inner circle of friends. We're all beautiful Nigerian women in our mid-20s, born and raised in London, but we're clued up with Nigerian culture, visiting there fairly often. The issue is two of my closest friends and I are women that just seem to have our shit together. I earn a healthy 5 figures in pounds.
Yes,
I have my own home in London and I continue to live my best life, traveling and enjoying my work. But we're all single. Myself in particular, I've come to strike out with men when they start to realize just how successful my work is and how quickly quickly build up an idea of how much I earn. P.S. I've never told any man what I earn. I actually hate talking about money. One guy even told me straight up that I intimidate him because I just seem to be way more advanced in life than he is. To be fair, I can't be angry with him, seeing as he told me the truth. So London is just a mess when it comes to man finding us. And what betide me to run after a man, I'm sorry. We've recently been thinking about going straight to the source, going to Nigeria and trying our luck. Sorry. Oh. Although we're clued up with Nigeria and our culture, we don't live there like you two do. Therefore, would you recommend core Nigerian men, as per born and raised and living in Nigeria, Nigerian men, who can either keep up with the status and also accept a successful woman who is successful in life? I'm sure this will be a problem with the older guys, but aren't the 25 to 35 year olds a lot more conscious and socially aware?
This girl is smart.
I'll tell you something.
I know it would be harder to vet men in Nigeria, but we're really just wondering if there's generally a better suitable pool in Nigeria. I hope this isn't too long, and I'd love to hear what you ladies have to say. Thanks again, and keep up what you're doing. God bless.
Oh, it's so cute.
This is so cute. I want to say before I get into the part that I the laughter is at my neck. Let me say, I want to actually say that you sound very sensible. And yeah. Listen, girl, get it. Live your life. You're only 5 figures in pounds. Adopt me, okay? I want to be your PA. Let me go and be messaging the men that into this. Number one, don't feel any type of bad about living your life. I think you should continue to do what you're doing. Two, honestly, it's easier to say, but a guy that is intimidated by you is actually not a man that you want ever.
I can
so
assure you.
Three, you should definitely be. You don't need to be angry at him for saying that, but the fact that he was honest doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that he was honest.
He doesn't get a star for that. That's what he's saying. Don't acknowledge it. So the guy that is not intimidated by you is there. Four, I have a lot of friends that live in London. They found really lovely men. Five, I want to tell you from my heart, sister, if you think the solution is to come to the core,
matey,
God. You know, it's like the sun. The closer you get to it, the hotter it is. So if you think in the melting pot of this Nigeria, you're going to find people that are less intimidated by successful women.
Girl, wrong number.
Look, I don't know about that. I know a lot of men that they can't deal with a one, or even worse off, they love it. They are leeches. They don't even want to walk. They don't do anything. They actually want to be your PA. They want to be a baby. They just want you to be taking care of them. So if that's who
you're looking for, come right on down. FK and I will draw you up a list.
I can draw you up a list. They don't even want to do anything. So you being so successful, in fact, they love it. They'll worship you. Morning tonight, they'll be sending you foolish love letter. That's all that they're going to be doing for you every day. You'll be paying for their wallets, never found, always lost.
Their token is always left at home.
Everything's always at home. Every payback is always later tomorrow. So listen,
this is not fair.
It's not, but what I'm just saying to you is, look, you sound fantastic. So live your life. Let me tell you something. The right one will absolutely come. And there are guys in London. I used to live in London, and let me tell you, there are guys in London, and they gave me less stress than the ones here. I just want to impress that upon your mind. Like, if you think this place is a roulette, okay? you don't even know why you're coming. So if you're not even, you're up to date with what's happening, but you're not even familiar with their methods, they can't sell you.
But you know, this what you're saying, I'm hearing you, but there's something about variety, right? So let's say she comes to Lagos.
Uh-huh.
In Lagos, she'll meet men from London,
New York, of course.
From Lagos, other parts.
We didn't talk about the timing of this meeting.
Yeah,
but I think she specifically said born and bred and
born and raised. And that's the problem.
She wants
problem.
Like a local
Lagos. Local man.
Based on what she said, that's mm-hmm. what she says.
From what she said, but the way she was speaking,
I will say that you could
offer a different approach. Yeah.
I will say that I found there's a difference even between British Nigerian guys, which is guys who are London guys really, but they're Nigerian, and Nigerian guys who are in London. Big difference because a London a boy, Nigerian, okay. A bruv, a British Nigerian, he doesn't have time for you and your success. So let me just tell you that they're not on it. Okay, that's kind of guy that you with your success, they can still take you to Nando's. All right. So I don't know, but Nigerian guys in London, like Nigerian guys who are actually Nigerian, I think a lot of them are actually less. They see more successful women, like their mothers and whatever. So I think there's actually a difference. But if you're talking about guys that are born and bred in Nigeria, like culturally,
patriarchy is really deep.
Patriarchy is deep in their bones. Yeah, really deep. But guys who went to school abroad, there's a level. But in general, find a guy that is even supporting you and your success,
you
girl.
I don't know. You want to stop traveling or what? You say you are traveling, you are living your life. Leave it. You say mid-20s. Leave it for at least another good 5 years.
That's it. God's sake.
Enjoy your life. And
what?
Honestly, the person you are looking for is there. The person is there. So if somebody is intimidated by your success or whatever, then let him go and find the person that is not intimidated by now. And honestly, you will find the person that maybe you need to try to move in different
circles.
Been trying the same things and it's getting the same result.
Yeah.
If you have, maybe you just need to,
because it sounds like you're looking for a new circle
of specific, very specific
of Nigerian guys to move to. So I mean, I don't know who you've been moving with or which kind of guys you are meeting, but the truth of the matter is, any man that is, so first of all, not all men will be intimidated by success. The majority probably will be, but the out of the few of them that are not, trust me, you absolutely, there's no reason to ever be with somebody who is intimidated by you in any way, who doesn't think it's fantastic that you're living your best life. There's actually no reason to have that kind of suffering. Life is already tough. You don't want to put yourself inside that kind of box. So I don't know how you will look for a difference. We don't have the details on that, but I don't think that these Nigerian men are the answer.
Well,
just a quick response to coming to the core. I have only 3 words. Call blimey geezer.
Don't do that. Yeah, such a fool. Such
a big fool. But so what I'll say is there's an idea of what you want and then there's the reality of what you want, right? And I honestly think that there's something I was reading an article, and because I'm the one that I saw the DM, I'll send you the link to the article, right? About how black women in general tend to really, really close the scope. They tighten their net.
Of who,
very
of the
early,
kind of people.
Very early on. And what that means is that we're not as open to new experiences.
Yeah.
And you're in London, and London is like almost like a cultural capital of the world, right? I really don't think you should very early on have a very closed mind to the type of person that you're interested in. Because from what it sounds like, you're living a very full life.
Yeah.
You're doing really good work and you have amazing friends and you have a job you actually like and love. And you're living in like one of the best cities in the world.
All these things are already putting you
way ahead. So I really honestly think that you should start off by like relaxing and figuring out you figured out what you like in very specific terms.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah, but you're bringing it down to culture as opposed to a personality.
Yeah.
So what I've heard is a lot of Nigerian men, Nigeria, as opposed to an attitude. So do you want a kind man? Do you want a funny man? Do you want an Nigerian? Because I can tell you for a fact, what Nigerian guys are some of the funniest in the world. And that would used to bamboozle a lot of
that's it. That's you just be do. Laughing. You don't know when you laugh your way into problem. Into a cage.
You laugh your way into problems. I think you should honestly, like you and your friend,
should widen your scope a little bit. Like, I know it sounds really crazy and quote unquote English guys can be annoying, but you could date wide, right? Date wide. When me, I was in school, something that I found so fascinating, like all the Nigerian girls wanted Nigerian boyfriends.
And other people were just
the Nigerian boys were out there. They were having so much fun. They were meeting all sorts of girls and they were having fun, and then we were in little corners being like, all these boys. And it's just like, there's really, like, really honestly, like, this is me being serious. Widen your scope a bit. Definitely, and yeah, I'm going to laugh at you because you can't chase any man. But you're looking. My dear.
So nobody
ain't no shame in the
chase,
game.
Yeah, but look
chase,
with your chest. Yeah.
Look,
you know,
if that's what you want,
chest.
Look with your chest. And don't, but I also feel like there's a dream that's sold to, like, black British, Nigerian British women in particular, about the type of Nigerian
man that they want to be,
And how they are, and, you know, they are really glamorized. And I'm not saying that they're not great. There's
this kind of as a perception that, you know, you want that Nigerian guy that is taking care of his wife. Can you call, dear, look. it's not that all of them are like that.
Yeah. So, but what I will honestly say to you is, like, relax your inhibitions a bit in terms of, like, the type of guy. You're being very specific about the type of guy. Broaden your scope a little bit. You actually don't know who you meet.
Yeah.
And staying in the safe in the same cultural bandwidth is safer because of understanding, like, the things you both of you just grab and your family
but it
just
doesn't
grab.
Always guarantee.
But it doesn't always guarantee. So just relax a little bit. It's date a Pierre, a Romano, a Francisco, all those guys, just so you figure out just a little bit, like, oh, this is actually something.
Actual kind of
this is something
guy
I, this is something I actually I didn't know that I would actually
like this,
appreciate this type of person. And then next time you're coming to Nigeria, hit me an FK up.
You get so that you don't
shine
ass. Your eye.
I'm being dead ass serious.
If you don't shine your eye here, they will bamboozle
you. They are nice guys here. They are great guys here. But it's also a matter of, like, figuring out, like, because if you are the typical Nigerian babe, don't be annoyed, dude. You have your group of friends, you have your church, and you have your work. And that is
that's
the circle that you
move
quote unquote
in.
Trapped in. You're not, like, broadening your social circles, right? You're not meeting other types of people.
Yeah, that you want to.
So, but honestly, like, if you're insistent so that when you come to Nigeria,
call us,
we'll hang out.
I can't even give you a list.
You meet people and stuff, but don't keep your expectations super high. Nigerian men in Nigeria come with a totally
different
are you ready
set
to,
of expectations.
Are you ready to move? Is he ready to move? Those are all discussions you need to have. Is he ready to move? What kind of family background is he coming from?
There's a
what
lot.
What are you happy with? It's a lot. His friends, your friends, will you speak the same type of, you speak the same English or the same Yoruba or the same ethnic, but are you speaking the same, like, emotional language?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's really different. So Nigerian guys are actually nice. Apparently, I found out that Nigerian women insult Nigerian guys the most. Apparently, in Africa and just on the world,
they
love cakes.
They love them.
So maybe we have it good, but we just don't know. I strongly doubt.
Yeah.
But that's the story.
It's all right.
That's
what
their PR firm is.
But yeah, I think just relax. And also, what I would say that I think if I look back on my own thing, I would just not have been always focused on, like, finding a guy in a relationship. Because honestly, listen, until the right one comes, it's a lot of stress. God. I
wish you could see FK's face.
I'm telling you, I actually feel pain for myself for some of the foolish stories that I have in my life. I don't need them. Foolish stories.
Actually,
there's a couple of stories that have not taught me a single thing. What they've taught me is I should have been minding my business. I should have been focusing on something else. I'm serious. Not everyone was a learning experience. I could have done without that. It's not every class you have to actually take. Not everything comes out in the exam. And those things that didn't come out in the exam, you don't need to learn them. Very painful when you study some one chapter, it doesn't come out. Okay, so that's it.
So
you sound like you're living a good life. As in, live it. Is you're open already. It's like you're looking. Shine your eye, but shine your eye in different places than, you know, than there is. And also, if you're mid-20s, I also know Nigerian guys in London
I'm actually dead ass. Hit us up. I'll message you back.
Hit us up. I know some very eligible single lads that are working in London. They're Nigerians, and, you know, I doubt that they'll be intimidated, right? Because them two, they are living their best lives. Right?
So this now brings us up to our next business venture. Yes. FK and Joel's matchmaking
international.
We said what we match.com.
That's it.
No, you just call them. I'll call it Matcham.
Okay. I feel
well, FK. Koye,
we're really done with you. But thanks for so thanks guys for your messages. We look forward to seeing more. And let us know if our advice is useful. If it's not, it's FK's fault. If it is, clearly mine.
I don't even accept that. Let if the advice is not useful, don't let us know. What's that? I have enough going on in my life. You now be telling me, and I followed your advice. It didn't work. And so, is this a profession? Do I care? Will you keep it? What nonsense is that? If the advice works for you, absolutely message me. But absolutely, I don't want to see any message about how it didn't work or
it ruined my life.
That seems to be a personal problem for you. Okay, I don't get it. At your own risk. You saw that you even created an anonymous account because you know the kind of people that are here.
That's a fact at owner's risk.
At owner's risk, love.
But yeah.
So enjoy, but.
Thanks, guys, for messaging us. If anyone else has anything they want to talk to us about.
Also, there was one guy who actually really messaged me saying that he sincerely hopes we talk about, now that we're going
into the topic. Okay, yeah.
About consent and
toxic masculinity.
He was actually begging. He was like, okay. I'm begging you. So shout out to you. On that note, guys, also DM us. You have problems.
I know. We know for sure.
I know you have problems.
For sure.
And we can help you. All this on our say now. Don't think it's only for the ladies. It's for you also.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're doing matchmaking anyway, perhaps we can make a list. It's true. Of things that are going on.